Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome back on our Thursday Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. Joined by Keith Crescine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, your team now 2-0, a 40-14 win over Osborne there on Friday night. You were able to take advantage of some early turnovers and build a 34-0 halftime lead, go on to win it.
Yeah, Dusty, we were really pleased by the way that we came out and played the start of the game. And, you know, creating some turnovers and capitalizing on them was a big key to the game because we just had all the momentum early and we just kind of continued rolling throughout the first half. And offensively, I thought we did a good job coming off the ball, mixing the pass in with the run again, and we've been pretty consistent there. But defensively, I just really liked the way that we were playing. Granted, they did put a couple of balls on the ground just by a bad handoff or what have you. But again, you know, execution is really important right now. And they were filling holes just like what we have been, you know, and so we were able to create things off of their turnovers, which was good for us.
Parker Gates goes down with the injury early in the second half. There was such a delay there for your team. First of all, what are your thoughts on Parker going down? And obviously it's not as bad as what we thought maybe that night, but I guess the will of your team to fight through that and not give up.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that Parker went down, but in a way, it's making us better. The one thing that we have been saying that we've got to stay away from is injuries because we have hardly any depth at all, but yet we're developing depth after Parker went down. Parker's been big, and he's been key for us the first two games out. Not only offensively, but defensively, he's just been a great leader on the field, and but when Parker went down, you know, the young men or the St. John's Tipton guys, it's like, well, what are we going to do now, coach? And it's like, you know, we're going to take care of Parker. We got to get our heads back into the game and be ready to go. You know, we got to go out and execute the best that we can and make the most out of what we got. And I thought we had a little lull to start with because we were concerned with Parker because he plays a big role, but, you know, we rely on him so much that who's going to step up and make plays? Well, I thought we did a good job of kind of bending the second half, but not really breaking. Yeah, we did give up a couple scores, but, you know, the key drive, I think, was the first group holding them when they had first down and goal to go in the first half and making some big plays there, getting some momentum going into halftime. Then Parker goes down. We regrouped, I'm going to say, after like the first offensive possession and the first defensive possession. And then we did a good job executing what we needed to execute.
We're talking with Keith Crescine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about this week's opponent. That's the Southern Cloud Warriors. We'll speak about that matchup after the break on KD Country 94.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We're Willow Spring Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Nextech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy five-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Nextech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
And back at the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're still with Keith Kersine, head coach of the St. John Stipton Blue Jays. Southern Cloud coming up next for your team, coach. It's a team that struggled here early this season, very young group. Lost some more seniors from last year's team and really struggling a little bit maybe to find their identity early this season.
Well, yeah, I'd say that there, but they played two really quality ball teams in Rock Hills, that's just, I think, a pretty excellent football team, as well as Chase, that was a playoff team last year and undefeated until Pike Valley knocks them off in the playoffs. So, again, if we're going against competition, it's not there. I know Coach Williams and Swink are going to have their kids ready to come over on our homecoming. Them knowing that Parker's not going to play, you know, I think they're going to play with a little bit more excitement than what they may if Parker's healthy. But we got some good kids, I think, that have been doing a good job, and I look for some young kids to really step up. So, again, we got to be ready to play. We've suffered a couple more injuries in practice this week. You know, we don't know at until game time probably who's going to be the starting eight. You know, I'm going to say there's going to be five starters from the previous 2 weeks that will be starting. But we know Parker's not, and there might be two other kids that might not. So we're challenging the young guys this week to step up and be varsity players and leave it all on the field come homecoming Friday night.
How challenging is it for you as a coach to go through all that to try to figure out where you're going to put guys when, like you said in our first segment, you don't have a lot of depth?
Well, it is pretty challenging because sometimes your backup center is your backup fullback / backup tight end, you know. So, again, we want to give all the opportunities here at St. John's Tipton, you know, the ones that are performing in practice, a crack at something if we think they can handle it. But, again, that depth is big key because we got a junior that hasn't played two games yet, and he probably won't play. The Gunderson kid that I fully expected to be in the starting lineup that hasn't played a single down yet. You know, he's probably going to be a no-show Friday night again because of injury. But, you know, again, that's part of nature of the game. You got to stay healthy and, you know, luck have it. You know, when you got all kinds of depth, you never seem to suffer any kind of injury. But again, the reason why it is because we're going offense, defense, special teams. We got kids that are playing a whole lot more reps than what they normally do when you're stacked or, you know, you're 2-3 deep in positions. So we've been trying to back it off at practice just a little bit, let them out a little bit earlier, kind of rest their legs a little bit because we do a lot of conditioning and stuff, you know, just so we can remain healthy because, you know, practice, even running, you can twist an ankle.
Keith Kersine, head coach of the St. John Stipton Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again, Coach, for the time. Best of luck against Southern Cloud Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
And fans can hear the game on Z96.3 Through the Lake and also at ncksports.com video stream on Friday night from Beloit.
Our St. John Stipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Spring Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Reliability. It's about more than uptime. Backup is something you do to your work, not just your data. And dedicated is an adjective suited to work ethic as much as servers or Ethernet connections. At Nextech, we believe that the character of our IT professionals comes from the commitment and passion for their work. It's just how we're wired here. Nextech, our products and people are here for you.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Stop in Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at nckssports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. We're Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, tough loss for your team there on Friday night in week two, 56-26 at Wilson. Sounds like things were starting to really pick up for you there in the second half, and then you lost your quarterback, Dawson Johnson, to an injury, and then things kind of fell apart there toward the end for you with the injuries. But what were your overall thoughts on Friday night with your team?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we're kind of, seems like the first quarter, it always just takes us time to adjust, and we're trying to work on that. But the second and third quarters, our defense really started figuring out what their offense was doing, and we did a really good job of shutting them down and getting some really good defensive stops and a lot of them for losses, and we were getting really good field position. And our offense was, you know, starting to click finally, too. Dawson had a lot of good long passes to Austin Strody. I think he had 3 touchdowns, and then a couple times I think we were sending a touchdown. And when we kind of had the momentum, too, and then, you know, Dawson went down with that injury, and that kind of – I wouldn't say that just, you know, stopped the momentum and shut us down, but it was different because Nick Schmidt had to come in and play quarterback a little bit. And he hadn't practiced that a whole bunch, and, you know, some different people in different positions. So we did some good things, but, you know, got to give credit to Wilson. They were very well disciplined and did things that made us look bad, and that's why – ended up winning by 30 points.
What are some of the things that Wilson did there to, like you said, you had some struggles early against their offense. What are some of the things that they were doing that were causing the most problems?
Well, a lot of it was, I mean, we kind of knew what they were going to do. You know, we knew 22 was going to get the ball a lot. They were going to run with 11 and their fullback too. But, 22, we told our defensive guys, you know, he's going to break tackles. And when he breaks a tackle, if he's running to the right and it's not open, he's going to come back to the left. And he did that, you know, two or three times. He broke some tackles 2 or 3 times. And that kind of those defensive breakdowns that they made us do. I mean, it wasn't just us messing up. They kind of made us break down. And that's how they kind of got out to that big lead in the first half.
We're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. It's homecoming Friday night for Lakeside. We'll talk about that matchup after this break on Kitty Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brushart Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brushart Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The Star Bundles are back at Nextech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Nextech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy 5-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Nextech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Moving on, Drew, we have Sylvan Lucas on homecoming night Friday night there in Downs. Mustangs come in with a record of 1-1, had a nice comeback win over Wetmore in week one and took on a very good Lincoln team, falling 50-12 last week to the Leopards. When you look at Sylvan Lucas, what do you expect to see from that group over there and a very youthful group?
You know, I know they're going to play hard. You know, they played us hard last year. It seemed after last year we got up to a fairly substantial lead. And in the second half, I don't think either of us scored in the second half. So, I mean, it was just kind of a defensive battle in the second half last year. I expect to see the same kind of tenacity and toughness from them this year. And honestly, you know, we're battling some injuries right now and got some people laid up a little bit. So
we're just going to have to, new guys are going to have to step into certain positions or maybe change a different position here and there and kind of see what's working during the game, because we'll have guys come back during the week that maybe are limped up or something like that. So we're just going to have to continually maybe replace guys and give them breaks and stuff. So we're kind of going to be running it's kind of going to be all new from the last two games. So we're just going to have to go out there and try our best, and hopefully we can put together something that will get us a win, because you always want to win on homecoming.
How difficult is that for you now that you lose two quarterbacks in the game on Friday against Wilson, and now you're having to shuffle up that lineup, which you have already had some injuries even going into that?
It's a little frustrating, but I mean it's not frustrating towards the players, because injuries happen in football. But when Winkle, Nick came in for Dawson, he did some good things, and then Nick went down with an ankle injury, and we had Winkle taking the snaps. He did fine. Especially when he had, pretty much no experience, playing quarterback. So he threw, I think he completed one pass. He was 1 for 2, completing passes. And with Winkle getting the ball, anytime the ball's in his hand, I'm okay with that, because, he's a playmaker and he's our number one tailback. So, we're just going to have to see what we can work out in practice and see what we think is going to work on Friday and just kind of go from there.
Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time, Coach, and good luck against Sylvan Lucas Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
The Star Bundles are back at Nextech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Nextech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy 5-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Nextech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. A nice, hard-fought win for your team, coach, there on Friday night. You went 34-28 over Pike Valley, a game in which you had a trail going into the fourth quarter and outscored them 8-0 with that last score and won by 6. Overall thoughts on the way the team performed, and what were some of the things that stood out on Friday night?
Oh, it was a good battle early in the season for those kids to experience. They had to fight hard for four quarters. They experienced success early. They experienced a little bit of a down period there where they couldn't get a whole lot going on offense and lost the lead, let up a couple scores. And then they were able to fight through some adversity with some little minor small issues. We had some guys, cramping up late in the game there. They weren't used to playing that long. And their bodies were reacting to that situation. And they all, we had kids fighting through it, getting back on the field, and finishing that fourth quarter strong and ended up coming out on top. So really pleased with their physicalness. Pike Valley is a real physical team. We knew that going in, that we were going to have to be not only able to match up with their, front lines, offensive, defensive lines, but also have to contain their speed in the backfield. And I think the kids met that challenge pretty well. They were able to corral their tailback fullback combination of Taylor and Peters in the backfield, and although they hurt us here and there, they contained them for most of the night, and and it ended up being enough. So I was real pleased with just the intensity on both sides of the ball. The kids never gave up, and it paid off for them.
Something I'm seeing when I'm looking at the stats is something you don't see a lot with the Rock Hills team, 259 passing yards and four touchdowns, and Spencer Callaway threw for that and also ran for 95, and Tucker Johannik, Eric Durant looked like they performed pretty well in the receiving game as well. What were your thoughts on the way that passing game was working for you?
We have a offensive line that I believe can offer some pretty good pass protection. Mm-hmm. I've got two pretty good weapons on the outside. I got, like you said, Tucker Johannik, he's got some length at that left tight end, and I'm him and Spencer are good buddies each and every day. He has a good relationship with them. Feels like he can throw the ball up, and we feel like anytime that ball's in the air, Tucker's gonna be able to go up and catch it, and that's what we were able to do. We were able to get Tucker isolated in some different areas and get the ball to him. And then Arrow Duran on the other side is a little bit different. He's a couple inches shorter, but he's 215 tight end, and he's kind of a load in the open field, so you get him the ball and let him do work, and sometimes people don't want to tackle that. So those two guys, they offer a different type of tight end, but they're both type of kid that I'd like to get the ball in their hand, and it worked out for us on Friday. Pike Valley, we noticed a couple areas where we thought we could attack, and the boys responded well.
We're talking with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about the next opponent, believe it or not, district play, starting Friday night with Osborne. We'll talk about them after the break on Katy Country 94.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. You'll find great deals now through Tuesday, Kier Shriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have pork loin, whole boneless, sold in cryovac, $1.79 a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Kier Shriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday, Kier Shriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Kier Shriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Coach, getting set for Osborne coming up Friday night. It's a team that struggled a bit last week. They won their season opener big over Thunder Ridge, but then fell to St. John's Tipton 40-14, turned the ball over six times against the Blue Jays, and definitely had their issues in that regard. But kind of looking at Osborne, I'm guessing you're still expecting a very tough matchup coming up Friday night. What are your thoughts on the Bulldogs?
No doubt. I say ever since I've coached here at Rock Hills, Osborne has always just been a load to prepare for, and I kind of expect the same, this Friday. Looking back at that St. John's film, they really shot themselves in the foot in the first half with putting the ball on the ground, and I don't think that's going to repeat, 2 weeks in a row like that. So we've definitely got to be prepared, to be able to put our foot in the ground on defense and go and be able to contain those two guys. Game plan wise, backfield almost comparable a little bit to Pike Valley's fullback, tailback combo, depending on where they have Graybass. If he's, he can play quarterback, he can also go back to that halfback. But with him and Schur in the backfield, you've definitely got to be, you got to contain those two. And that's not an easy task to do. Graybass, Schur, they both have the speed. They've got a nice quarterback they'll bring in off the sideline to help those two with Justin Birch, and they've got some decent size up front too. So matchup wise, I think it's real similar to what we faced last week, and that Pike Valley matchup was a real tough one for us. So I think we're gonna have to be prepared once again to be able to tackle in the open field. Our defensive line is gonna have to get some push in the middle, and we're gonna have to make them bounce it out and contain them on the outside.
Start a district play for the Rock Hills Grizzlies coming up Friday night. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck against Osborne.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great deals now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef arm roast for just $3.99 a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh Dole Golden Ripe bananas, 39 cents a pound. It's now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by NCKSSports.com. Now let's get you caught up as to what's happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're Ben Labertu, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, your team continuing on with Lincoln last Friday night, the Lincoln County rivalry. You knew that a team that kind of opposite of you, a very veteran group that has a lot of experience, and they jumped out on you early and ended up winning the game 50-12. Overall thoughts on the way that the game went Friday night and the Lincoln team that you saw?
You know, initially we came out and did some good things right away in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. You know, got on the board first and, you know, kind of did what we wanted to do. And then you could just tell, you know, their experience kind of kicked in, and we made way too many mistakes, and it's just something we got to learn from.
What are some of the things that you saw, like you said early on, you jumped on them and got the score first. What are some of the things you liked most about the way the team performed, a youthful group in week two?
You know, they came out and did what we asked them to do right away. And it was just the adjustments, you know, the ability to adjust to seeing a little bit different look here and there that we didn't do so well.
As you go on this season, how much does it help to see a team like Lincoln this early, a quarterback like Zach Walter that can really sling the ball and run the ball and prepare you for some of these tough games down the road?
Well, you know, you don't see very many like the Walter kid from Lincoln. He might be as good as I've seen in a long time. But, you know, anytime you play competition that's above you, normally it makes you better, or at least you hopefully learn something from it. So I'm kind of hoping that's what happens.
What are some of the things you hope the group learned as far as the toughness that you'll have after a game like that?
You know, we got to get better on positioning ourselves as far as defensively, attacking, not sitting back and trying to catch things coming at us. So you know, I'm hoping those are a couple things that we can get corrected.
We're talking with Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. When we come back, we'll talk about this week's opponent, the Lakeside Knights, coming up on Friday night in Downs. It's after the break on KD Country 94.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport.
Back with Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, we thank you for taking some time here. You're getting ready to take on Lakeside coming up on Friday night. You'll go to their place in Downs, a team that's 0-2 on the season and caught a little bit of the injury bug, it looked like, last week in their game against Wilson, and also a youthful group not unlike yourself. Kind of looking at Lakeside, what do you expect to see in this matchup coming up Friday night?
You know, they got good size. They're physical. They have a lot of kids back from last year's team that, you know, kind of took a step forward last year. So they're going to be ready to play. They've played a couple decent teams here early, Pike Valley, one which I think will be very good down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Wilson, who I think is quite a bit better this year than they've been. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready to go. They're big, they're physical, do things well. We're just a matter of us showing up and playing, you know, if we hope to compete.
How do you feel your team will match up offensively against that defense? They've given up over 50 points the last two games.
You know, I really couldn't tell you a whole lot. I know what they do defensively. I've watched what they do defensively. Like I said, we just got to fix a lot of stuff we're doing offensively and defensively. You know, I'd like to think we could get some things going offensively, but we're just going to have to wait and see.
I know that some of those Division I teams are already starting district play this week, but you got a couple weeks here before you'll get into that. How important are these games against Lakesides of the world to get yourself prepared for that?
You know, just to, like you said, just to get things ready to go. Mm-hmm. That district play, we always count it as kind of our main season, because really all your goals are intact until once you get there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want to be healthy, you want to be getting kids in the right spots, and that's kind of every game I think you look at it and say, are we doing the best with what we got? And so I think every one of these games is important.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time this week, Coach, and good luck at Downs Friday night.
All right, thank you.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.